This session is about preparing for change. What is change anyway? Change is all around us, and we are constantly encountering it, often without even realizing it. It's not just a word on paper or a concept that philosophers or coaches address. It's a process, a living, breathing, moving process that accompanies us every step of the way. Change means transition, shift, or transformation. We move from one state, one situation, or one reality to another state, a new situation, or a completely different reality. And that can sometimes terrify us. Let's face it, who among us likes having to leave our comfort zone? But that's what it's all about. Change itself can take many forms. Sometimes it is a small, barely noticeable nudge. Maybe you thought you'd try a book in the evening instead of the TV, and suddenly, this little shift in your day is a change. Other times, change comes like a big avalanche, like when you decide to move to a new country, change careers, or start a whole new chapter in your life. Some changes come from the outside, some we have no direct control over. For example, technological advances that shake up workplace or school routines, or climate change that affects our daily habits. But other changes come directly from us, from our choices, dreams, and desires. And it is these changes that often have the greatest power to transform our lives. Change is a bit like the weather. In short, inevitable. We can't control it, even if we wanted to 1,000 times. Just as day comes after night and autumn after summer, we change, whether physically, mentally, emotionally, or socially. Sometimes the process is so gradual that we don't even notice it. Other times it hits us quickly and directly. But one thing is certain: change shapes us. It transforms us into different versions of ourselves, and that's the magic of it. But let's be honest, change also scares us sometimes. Now, we could praise change to the skies here, but the reality is that proper change often pushes us into uncomfortable situations. And what does our brain say? Go back to where it's comfortable. Our instinct is calling. It's natural to feel scared or nervous when we don't know what's ahead, but this moment of unknown can be the point when we grow the most. Stepping outside our comfort zone may be a little scary, but it's in these moments that we open new doors we may not have known existed before. One of the key things about working with change is acceptance. Yes, change is going to happen whether we agree with it or not, but if we accept it and stop fighting it, we can even turn it to our advantage. Take the example of someone who has lost their job. At first, it can be a huge shock and stress, but over time, the person may realize that this situation may have been just the push they needed to pursue their dream of owning their own business or to take a completely different direction in life. Change also teaches us flexibility. It shows us that we are not in control of everything, but that we are in control of how we react to things. This is absolutely key. The way we approach change can make a huge difference. We can sit back, complain, and wallow in worry. Or we can say, okay, this is a challenge, let's take it on. And sometimes we even have the power to initiate change ourselves if we feel it's the right time to do something different. We must also remember that change is not just about what we give up, but more importantly, about what we gain. Every change, even if uninvited, brings with it new opportunities, new perspectives, and new chances to learn something about ourselves. That doesn't mean we should be naively optimistic and pretend that everything is rosy. Life sometimes brings us changes that are painful. A loss, a breakup, a business crash. These are all situations that can throw us into hard times. But even in these moments, we can work to pick ourselves up and find something meaningful in the process. It's not easy, but it is possible. Change is therefore a kind of constant companion of our journey. From birth onwards, we experience change, not only physically, but also mentally and emotionally. We are much stronger than we think, and every change, whether we consider it positive or negative, moves us to the next chapter of our story. And when we look at it as an opportunity, it can be less scary and more exciting. So, what is change? It's a challenge. It's an opportunity. It's life. Change decision. The decision to change something in your life is itself a kind of first step towards a new beginning. It's like that moment when you're standing at the edge of the pool, deciding whether to jump in. Sometimes you are hesitant, unsure of how it will turn out, how cold the water will be, or if this jump is really worth it. And that's when you need to think about what made you make that change. Has it been an inner voice that has been whispering or screaming for a while that something isn't right? Or is it external circumstances, perhaps even pressure from family, friends, colleagues, that is prompting you to change? These questions are extremely important and should not be ignored, because at the end of the day, we need to be in tune with ourselves. The decision to change should be our own, authentic, real. To make a decision that truly comes from within us means being as honest with ourselves as possible. It may sound a bit cliche at first, but you know what? It's not. Honesty with ourselves is the inseparable foundation of any meaningful change. When we make decisions under peer pressure or just because it's what's expected of us now, it can easily become the case that the change won't be sustainable in the long run. It will be more like a Band-Aid on a broken leg. It will last for a while, but then the pain will come and catch up with us anyway. That is why it is essential that we sit back, figuratively and literally, and reflect. What weighs on me about the current situation? What would I like to do differently in my life? What values are guiding me? The answers to these questions can shine a light in a tunnel that may still look dark now. But once we recognize our reasons, our new direction, and our authentic desire to make a difference, we are far from finished. Getting the change train rolling requires much more than a decision. You'll need to start planning and develop a sensible strategy that will lead you to that desired change. Imagine it's like building a new house. Just the idea of a beautiful house isn't enough. You need to have plans, resources, equipment, and, most importantly, a clear idea of where the living room and bathroom should be. Otherwise, building your house could be quite a mess. In other words, change needs vision. And a clear vision is the star in the night sky that will guide you no matter how far you find yourself from your original safe place. But in addition to vision, it is also important to have determination. Without it, we can't overcome even small obstacles, let alone the bigger ones that life sometimes puts in our way. Keep in mind that with any change, you may encounter resistance, sometimes from within. Your inner critic will say, "You can't stand it anyway," or "Is it worth it?" Sometimes from without. Those around you may not immediately understand why you are choosing a completely different direction in life. But that's okay. These voices aren't necessarily your enemies. Rather, they're testing you to see if you're serious about change. And it's in these moments when you're feeling tired, insecure, or demotivated that it will become clear whether your desire for change was authentic. But with a clear goal and plan, obstacles are much easier to overcome. When you know why and where you're going, even unexpected rain won't stop you along the way. Adaptability and flexibility are key. Life is not a straight line from A to B. The decision to change is therefore more than an abstract idea. It is a first step, perhaps a little hesitant, but all the more important. It is a signal that we are ready to seek a path that will lead us closer to our values, dreams, and goals. No one says it will be easy, but one thing is for sure. If you put your strength, your determination, and most of all yourself into it, it has a huge potential to transform not only your situation, but also you. And in the end, you may find that the biggest change has happened not out there in the world, but inside you. How to deal with unexpected changes. Dealing with unexpected change is a skill we all wish we could master perfectly. But hand on heart, do you know anyone who is always absolutely ready to face whatever life throws at them? Probably hardly. Unexpected changes usually come at the least opportune time and tend to upset our carefully constructed order. Whether it's a job loss, an unexpected illness, a relationship breakup, or even smaller things like a move or a change in work team, their impact can take us by surprise. Changes often catch us off guard, much like an unexpected visitor when our socks are strewn across the couch at home. But we have a choice. We can either hide under the bed and pretend we're not home, or we can open the door and take action. The first step to dealing with unexpected changes is awareness. It may sound like a cliche, but the truth is that we often resist accepting the very fact that something has changed. We perceive change negatively and tend to fight it, which paradoxically can put us under even more stress. Accepting that something in our lives is no longer the same is a bit like the feeling of an itchy sweater. Uncomfortable, but necessary if we want to start feeling better about something else. Acceptance allows us to face the situation and think about our next steps. One of the most effective ways to deal with unexpected changes is to focus on what we can control. Yes, we may not control the fact that someone canceled our bus route or that our boss just assigned us to a controversial project, but we still have the power to decide our approach. In reality, thoughts like "why me?" are just needlessly robbing us of energy that could be used differently. We can take inspiration from the old saying, "You can't stop the raindrops, but you can grab an umbrella." This means that we can look for ways to function at our best within a new situation. Techniques such as mindfulness can give us tremendous support at times when everything seems unsettled and chaotic. Mindfulness helps us stay in the present moment, which is exactly what we need when our minds start to run in uncontrollable directions. Have you ever thought about how we often make matters worse by playing out all sorts of disaster scenarios? Mindfulness is like an anchor that keeps us in place and prevents us from swimming across the ocean of stress without a compass. Meditation is another useful tool for dealing with life's surprising situations. It's all about giving yourself space. Meditation restores balance to our minds, which are often scattered in times of change. In addition, sharing and support must not be forgotten. Sometimes we tend to withdraw into ourselves, convinced that no one cares about our problems, or that admitting weakness would only complicate the situation. But the truth is that contact with someone close, be it a friend, family member, colleague, or coach, can literally be life-saving. Sharing helps lighten our spirits, reframe confusion into a more understandable form, and gain perspective. To sum it all up, dealing with unexpected changes is all about flexibility and openness. It doesn't mean that we should always react to change with enthusiasm and jump 2 meters in the air with joy. That probably wouldn't be natural after all. But learning to approach challenges with the calmness of a seasoned surfer who can use even the wildest waves to push him forward is key. So let's not forget to take care of ourselves, our minds, and our loved ones. After all, even the most unexpected change can be an opportunity to become a better version of ourselves. Ultimately, change is a powerful tool that can move us forward. It can be a source of valuable experiences and opportunities for personal growth. Whether change seems difficult or appealing, it always provides us with opportunities to learn and reevaluate what it really means to us in life. Let's keep in mind that change is not only a goal, but also a process. Every change reveals our true self. Let's dive into practical part. First part, clarify your goals. Think about what exactly you want to change. Be clear, because the more you know, the easier it will be to make a plan. Here are questions. What change do I want to make in the near future? Why does this change matter to me? What positive impacts do I expect when I achieve my goal? What will I enjoy when I have accomplished this goal? What small successes will I see as signs that I am moving in the right direction? What motivates me to make this change? Is it something I want for myself? How would I describe my goal so that it is clear to me? What things am I doing now that are preventing me from achieving this goal? Do I have any idea of what will happen when I complete the change? What is the first step I will take? Has any change happened in my life that has been hard to accept? How did I end up adapting and what helped me? Second part, evaluate your current circumstances. It's good to know what you're starting with. Find out what your strengths are, what you can build on, and what might be holding you back. Here are questions. What can I do well that can help me get to where I want to be? What are my weaknesses? For example, am I too impatient or afraid of change? What influence do the people around me have on me? Do they support me or hold me back? How do I feel about my current job or situation? Am I happy? What resources do I have available? Time, money, help from people? How am I currently handling this situation? What could I do better or differently? What positive things can I already use to achieve my goal? Do I have someone who has already gone through a similar change? What could I learn from him or her? When was the last time I overcame a fear and what did it get me? How would I like to feel my strength and determination? Third part, plan actions. It's good to have a plan. When you know what to do, you feel more confident and more capable of concentrating on the tasks that will move you forward. Here are questions. What are the steps I need to take to achieve my goal? How can I break these steps down into smaller tasks that I can more easily accomplish? What specific deadline will I give myself for each task? Where can I get the information or help I need? What will I do if something doesn't go as planned? What will my backup plan be? How will I measure my progress? How will I organize my schedule to consistently concentrate on my tasks? What can I do to motivate myself if I start to lose energy? What praise will I give myself when I make progress? How do I prepare for the times when I feel like everything is failing? Fourth part, get support. Reach out to the people around you. It could be family, friends, colleagues, or professionals. Having someone to share your goals with can give you courage and motivation. Here are questions. Who in my life supports me the most? How can they help me? How can I openly share my plans with people I trust? Does anyone close to me have similar goals? Can we support each other? What questions should I ask people who have gone through similar changes? Is there someone I can ask for professional advice? How do I feel when I discuss my goals with others? Do I feel scared or motivated? What positive reactions do I expect when I share my goals? How can I use social media or groups to share my goals and progress? What small achievements could I share as a reason for celebration? How can I be a support to someone else during their change? Fifth part, open-minded attitude. Accept that change can bring unexpected challenges. Keep an open mind and be ready to learn new things. Here are questions. How do I feel when someone criticizes me? How can I use this criticism? Am I worried about failure? How could they be useful if I fail? What new experiences could I try even if I don't know the outcome? How do I feel when things change without my knowledge? How can I stay calm? How resilient am I when things don't turn out the way I planned? What story do I tell myself in my head when I experience failure? Can I change it into something positive? What new perspectives can I find in unexpected circumstances? How can I learn from the mistakes and obstacles I face? How can I improve my adaptability to handle new situations more effectively? How can I celebrate a new experience, even if it is not the way I imagined? What if there's a blow and a change we didn't plan for? Of course, the unplanned changes that come with painful emotions, such as a breakup or the loss of a loved one, can be some of the most difficult challenges we encounter in life. These moments have the ability to throw us completely off balance, take us away from our daily routine, and make us question what previously made us happy or confident. And while it's not easy, it's these moments that represent a chance for a fresh start, a space for growth and transformation. But yes, let's start at the beginning. Allow yourself to feel, and feel it properly. If you're feeling sad, angry, confused, or just all at once, trust that nothing bad is happening. You're not weird or overly sensitive. On the contrary, allow yourself to acknowledge and experience these emotions. Of all the painful feelings that come over you, don't pick and choose. They're not there for harm, but as a result of what's happening. Sadness is sometimes like a dirty filter that increases the contrasts. You see everything darker, you hear everything more extensively, and that's okay. Often, a simple but effective expression of self helps. Take the help of a diary, a letter, or just a few sentences on paper that may never reach other eyes. All you have to do is express the thoughts that are weakening you or overwhelming you. Simply by expressing them, you lessen their impact on your mind. You feel a wave of relief that you don't have to be strong at all costs. Shared pain is half the pain. When you feel broken, there is nothing healing about hiding everything inside. It's like blowing up a balloon that's bound to burst one day. Speak up. Talk about how you feel. Whether it's a trusted friend, a family member, or a professional, just let someone know you're hurting. There's nothing wrong with admitting you're vulnerable. We all are. People who love you will hold you up, even if they can't make everything better. If you don't dare to talk to your loved ones because, well, honestly, sometimes we don't even know how to start, seek out a professional. Find time for yourself. In a painful moment, sometimes the easiest and most important thing to do is to take care of yourself, literally. It's not about remarkable accomplishments. Your goal is to achieve a basic balance. Treat yourself to a long bath, put on some music, watch a movie you've been meaning to make time for years. Do you like coffee in the sun? Do it. Sometimes the body and mind don't need big life changes. They just need small, kind gestures. Forget the pressure of how fast you should be cool. Healing is like the slow growth of a tree. You won't see results right away, but one day you'll feel at ease under your own shadow. Most importantly, feel free to stop judging whether you're feeling adequate right now. Pain has no rules. It comes in waves, sometimes suddenly, and that's just reality. Routine keeps you on your feet. Maybe the chaos inside you feels like an explosion. You can calm yourself by creating routine around yourself. There's no need for endless to-do lists. It's small, regular activities that anchor you. Set a small goal each day. Go outside for 5 minutes, cook your favorite meal, even just do the laundry. Each small step will bring you back to normal perception. When you establish a routine, your brain starts to find stability again. And before you know it, you'll start noticing new ways to expand, where to go, what to try, what to change. Connect with memories. If your pain has been caused by the loss of a loved one, it can be very comforting to create a small space where their memories come alive. It may sound a bit heavy, but on the contrary, giving space to memories doesn't hurt us, it nourishes us. Light a candle, look at old photos, or tell a favorite story. Sharing a joyful past gives our emotional present a new, deeper meaning. Don't forget that sad moments are an inseparable part of beautiful memories. One cannot exist without the other. The fact that we miss a person is part of the love we felt for them. Give yourself free time, really. There is no 100% model of how long it takes for the pain to go away. There's no number, no deadline. Healing is a never-ending process. Sometimes you take one step back, sometimes two steps forward. And even that's perfectly normal. Stop pushing yourself. No transformational experience begins with giving yourself an ultimatum. Give yourself days when you just be, when you don't do anything important. Believe that even these empty moments will move you further towards recovery. Build your inner world slowly again, one day at a time. You will find peace and growth in your own world. And not only will you find, new ones will come. Someday, you might understand looking back that pain has accidentally imparted something to you. It has helped you recognize the worth of deeper experiences.